The nation's largest drugstore chain is being sued by consumers who claim they were defrauded. The suit says that Walgreens dispensed drugs with labels that said the products were good for up to a year from when they were sold. But the consumers claim the expiration periods placed on those drugs by the manufacturers were different. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Bonnie Shalingo of LaGrange, Illinois, went to her local Walgreens on September 11, 2000. She picked up a prescription inhaler there, albuterol for asthma. Walgreens had put a label on the albuterol, use before September 11, 2001. There was a second date on the medication, according to lawyer Theodore Schmidt, who represents Shalingo. It was the manufacturer's expiration date on the metal canister that contained the albuterol.
You would see that it actually had a correct and true expiration date of June 30th, 2002, well beyond the date that Walgreens said that you must use it before.
It may seem like a small point, but in her suit against Walgreens, Shalingo says Walgreens cheated her. The other named plaintiff in the suit, Helene Ritchie, charges that Walgreens cheated her by selling medication that expired before the Walgreens label said it would. Lawyer Theodore Schmidt says hundreds of thousands of Walgreens customers are in the same boat as these two women. He says damages against Walgreens could exceed $500 million.
We believe that it is a fraudulent misrepresentation to tell the consumer that they must use a medication before a given date, 1 year from the day of purchase, when that medication actually has been tested and approved by the FDA for use for longer than that 1 year date, and therefore you are shortchanging that person the use of their medication if they stop using it on the date that Walgreens has told them to stop using it.
Soon after the lawsuit was first filed in April 2002, Walgreens changed its policy. Spokesman Michael Polzine says now medications that are dispensed in the original manufacturer's package, such as the ones Shalingo and Ritchie bought, simply refer consumers to the manufacturer's expiration date.
That's because we're constantly upgrading our computer systems, and now we're able to identify the medications that are dispensed in manufacturer's packaging and able to refer to that manufacturer's date.
Polzine says Walgreens continues to put the use before 1 year label on prescriptions that it dispenses into those familiar amber vials that drugstores use. All of which raises an interesting question. How long is a drug really good for? The Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to conduct rigorous tests to determine how long their drugs will remain safe and effective, according to pharmacist Marissa Schlafer of the Academy of Managed Care Pharmacy.
That expiration date is accurate as long as the medication is still in its sealed original bottle and is kept in the standards that are required to be kept in pharmacies and wholesalers, that things are kept at controlled temperatures.
But Schlafer and others say that expiration date doesn't apply to real life, in which the drug may find itself on the inside of a steamy medicine cabinet or in other conditions that are far from ideal. State pharmacy laws vary, and Schlafer says pharmacists often use a 1 year expiration date as a rule of thumb. Still, in an era when drugs are so expensive, are consumers wasting their money by throwing out drugs that are still good?
It would be good to know how long those medications are safe once they're out in the real world, and that's research that is not commonly done.
Drug makers say it's good public health and good business to clear the shelves every couple of years. Research by the Defense Department has found that, at least under its storage conditions, many prescription drugs are good for years after their expiration dates. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.